Hello.
Hi, hello. My name is Jennifer and I'm calling you from Nat. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Thank you. My name is Jennifer and I'm calling you from Opinion Research. I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation, state, and local communities. Are you registered to vote?
Yes.
Thank you. Am I speaking with Ruben Alvarez?
No, not even close.
Okay.
You
All
try
right.
again if you want, but I'm not Reuben.
Okay, that's okay. Just making sure that you are registered to vote. Is that right?
Yeah.
Thank you. All righty. In which of the following states are you registered to vote? Arizona, California, Georgia, Illinois, Maryland, Michigan, Nevada, New York, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, or another state?
Arizona.
Thank you. What racial or ethnic group do you identify with most?
A bunch.
All right. What is your main racial or ethnic group? Are you white,
Don't know.
black, African?
Hispanic, I guess.
Thank you. In what year were you born?
1990.
I appreciate it. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November election for president, Congress, and other offices? Are you almost certain to vote? Would you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or do you think you won't vote?
It depends if the incumbents pull their heads out of their asses and actually do something.
All right, so as of right now, if you had to choose,
Maybe.
well, all right, would that be almost certain to vote, probably vote, chances 50-50, or will not vote?
50-50.
All right, if you had to pick, what would you say is the most important issue facing the country right now?
The corrupt government.
Okay, just making some notes. Now, thinking back to the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden, or like many people, did you skip that one?
I voted, but I didn't vote for either. I voted for someone else.
All right.
However, a lot of things have come to my own knowledge that, none of it really matters anyway. The president isn't decided by popular vote, is it? It's decided by the Electoral College, which I'm not a part of.
All right, I respect that. Thank you. And thinking again about this November's election, if the election for president were held today, would you be voting for Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, or Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
None of them. All of them suck.
Okay. Some people feel more certain about who they plan to vote for, while others are still considering their opinions. Regardless of who you plan to vote for, please tell me how likely are you to vote for the following candidates using a scale from 0 to 100. 0 means that there is no chance that you will vote for them, and 100 means that you will definitely vote for them. I have Donald Trump.
Zero.
Okay, Joe Biden.
Zero.
Thank you. And thinking about the elections this November, if the election for Congress were held today, would you be voting for the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate in your district?
I'd be voting for the one least full of shit. It doesn't matter who.
All right, so, if you had to choose, would you be voting a Republican or Democratic candidate?
Whichever one doesn't want to kill me. I'm a trans person. Do either of them want to kill me? Do either of them want me to stop existing?
I am so sorry. But in that case, you won't be voting for
perhaps,
premium.
Perhaps the fact that, you know, I'm uninsured. You know, do either of them care about my health? Probably not.
All right. I understand that. So, okay. It's undecided. Well, if the election were, held today, and you had to decide right now for which candidate would you lean the most, the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
Probably the Democratic one. I mean, you know.
Okay.
I guess. If I had to fucking choose between either or.
Thank you. If the election for U.S. Senate were held today, would you be voting for Republican Kerry Lake or Democrat Ruben Gallego?
I'm probably Ruben. Kerry's a piece of shit. I'm trying to push an abortion ban right now, so that's fun.
All right, thank you.
Nothing like taking more rights away from women, right?
All right, I respect that. Thank you. And who do you trust more when it comes to the issue of immigration, Joe Biden and the Democratic Party or Donald Trump and the Republican Party?
I don't trust Joe Biden to actually do anything. And if nothing else, Donald Trump will just do more stupid shit. So, neither.
Okay, moving on. Please indicate whether you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with each of the following statements. President Biden should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants from being targeted in deportation raids. Do you agree or disagree to that statement?
I'd say I agree. We're all humans. The fact that nations exist at all is kind of silly.
Okay. So you say you strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Strongly.
Alrighty. President Biden should prioritize authorizing work permits for undocumented immigrants so they can work essential jobs and contribute to the economy. Strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat agree.
President Biden should prioritize work permits and temporary protection for undocumented immigrants to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrival of vulnerable migrants.
Somewhat agree. Does he actually have the power to do any of this?
I'm sorry?
Does he actually have the power to do any of this?
I wouldn't be able to tell. I'm sorry. We're just following on the question for the survey. I wouldn't have any opinion on that. I'm very sorry. Next question says, President Biden should prioritize keeping families together by ensuring that undocumented immigrants are not separated from their children and spouse who are American citizens.
Do you understand the question that you're asking? You're asking if immigrants, documented or not, should be separated from their children.
I understand that, and
the idea alone is fucking absurd.
And I respect that. It's just that it is part of the survey.
Sure, agree with keeping them together.
Okay, strongly agree or somewhat agree?
I want you to take a guess on which one you think it is.
I'm so sorry. I wouldn't be able to do that on my own. I would need to get this answer from you.
Strongly agree.
Thank you. And I'm very sorry about any inconvenience here. I am going to...
I'm sorry that they're making you ask these dumb questions about people and, you know, rights and human rights. Just the right to be with your kids, for fuck's sake.
Thank you. And, of course, we can leave some feedback regarding that. I am going to read you a list of statements about different kinds of immigrants. For each, tell me whether you agree or disagree that the president should take action to protect them. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants who pass a background check and have been living in the and working in the United States for over 10 years. Do you agree or disagree? Thank you. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for over 10 years, who have passed a background check and are married to American citizens.
Strongly agree.
President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and work essential jobs as farm workers.
Strongly agree.
President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, who have passed a background check and cannot safely return to their homes, to their home countries due to war, natural disasters, and other dangerous conditions.
Strongly agree.
Thank you so much. Please tell me whether President Biden enacting each of the following programs related to immigration reform will make you more or less likely to vote for him in the 2024 election. The first program I have is a program that keeps families together by ensuring that undocumented farm workers, most of whom have lived or worked in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation. Would that statement make you more or less likely to vote for him on this upcoming election?
Oh. Sorry, I wasn't sure what the answer is supposed to be. More likely.
Much more likely or somewhat more likely?
Let's just go with somewhat more likely.
Okay. It will be the same options for the following statements. A program that grants work permit to undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
Somewhat more likely.
Thank you. A program that grants work permit to undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
Somewhat more likely.
Thank you so much. A program that grants work permits to undocumented farm workers, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, so they can continue to work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
Somewhat more likely.
Somewhat more likely, okay. A program that grants work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in their arrival of vulnerable migrants.
Somewhat more likely.
Thank you. Okay. A program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, are protected from deportation.
Somewhat more likely.
Thank you. A program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation.
Somewhat more likely.
Thank you. Alrighty, we're almost done here. Please indicate if you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned about each of the following. Donald Trump and Republicans believe chaos on the border benefits them politically, so they killed a bipartisan deal in Congress to provide more resources to secure the border and reform our immigration system. How concerned do you feel regarding that statement? Very concerned.
Can you repeat the statement? I'm sorry.
Of course. Donald Trump and Republicans believe that chaos on the border benefits them politically, so they killed a bipartisan deal in Congress to provide more resources to secure the border and reform our immigration system. Do you feel very concerned? Somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned to that extent?
A little concerned.
Thank you. Joe Biden and the Democrats have failed to deliver an earned pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants who have lived in the United States for over a decade.
Somewhat concerned.
Somewhat concerned, okay. Donald Trump and Republicans use racist stereotypes about Hispanics as a way to scare and divide voters, leading to more hate in our communities.
Very concerned.
Thank you. Joe Biden and the Democrats make promises about immigration reform during the campaign, but always fail to deliver once they have won.
Very concerned. It's not the only thing you fail to deliver on.
Okay. Donald Trump and the Republicans have proposed extreme immigration measures, like getting rid of asylum internment camps near to the border and massive raids to deport millions of migrants. How concerned do you feel regarding that?
Sorry, could you say that once more?
Yes, of course. Donald Trump and Republicans have proposed extreme immigration measures, like getting rid of asylum internment camps near to the border and massive raids to deport millions of migrants.
Moderately concerned?
It's very concerned. Somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned?
Somewhat concerned.
Thank you. All right, I'm going to read you the different approaches President Biden and the former President Trump have proposed when it comes to immigration, and I would like you to tell me which approach comes closer to your own view, even if neither is exactly right.
Sure.
Joe Biden says we must create an orderly and secure process at the border. Donald Trump says we must shut down the border and conduct massive raids to deport all undocumented immigrants, no matter how long they have been in this country. Which approach comes closer to your own view?
The first one.
Joe Biden's, okay. Would you say Joe Biden's comes much closer or somewhat closer to your point of view?
Much closer.
Thank you. And after hearing some more information, let me ask you again about this November election. If the election for president were held today, would you be voting for Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, or independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
I'd probably write in my own.
I'm sorry?
Regardless of what policies they promise, I don't actually trust any of them.
Okay.
Biden promised a whole ton of shit that hasn't happened. Donald Trump promised some heinous, ridiculous shit that he halfway delivered on. The other two, we don't need another Kennedy in house. We lost the good one when he got shot in the head. I don't even know anything about the Green Party.
All right.
But some of their policies are infuriating for their own reasons. Is there like an independent write-in option? Can I choose that?
The independent that I have is Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Well, if the election were held today and you had to decide right now, which would you lean towards voting for Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jim Stein, or independent Ralph F. Kennedy Jr.? If you had to choose.
Oh, no, the Kennedy guy.
Thank you. You can say, do you personally know anyone who is undocumented or is in this country without papers?
Probably. I don't go around asking for people's ID.
All right. So you're not sure? You don't know if, like, any family member or a friend?
No, I don't. I usually don't ask my friends, are you here illegally?
Okay.
That's not, you know, part of the conversation that comes up. You know what I mean?
I understand. In a typical week, do you use any of the following sources to get to get your news and information? MSNBC or CNN or other major news network channels or website? TikTok, Facebook, Fox News or website? Instagram, WhatsApp, OAN or news or Newsmax, Univision, Spanish language radio programs, YouTube? What source do you use for your news?
Probably TikTok and YouTube.
Okay, and TikTok. Thank you. Finally, I would like to ask you a few questions just for statistical purposes only. From which country or territory does your family trace their heritage?
Do you want all of them?
The main one would be okay.
America. United States of America.
All right. Besides United States of America, would you say Cuba, Mexico, Puerto Rico?
No.
All right. You mentioned at the beginning that you identify with Hispanics.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
My mother's side is Hispanic, yes.
From which country?
I don't know. As far back as our family records go, it's the United States of America. If you want to be technical, I guess Texas.
Okay. Thank you. One moment. Were you born on the United States mainland or on the island of Puerto Rico or any other country?
I was born in San Antonio, Texas.
Thank you. Were either of your parents born on the island of Puerto Rico or any other country?
No, believe it or not, they were both born in San Antonio, Texas.
Okay. Thank you. What language do you primarily speak in your home? Always English, more English than Spanish, and English equally, more Spanish than English, or always Spanish?
Primarily English, but we sprinkle some Russian, German, French, and Spanish in there.
Okay. So it's mostly, would you say that is more English than Spanish?
Sure.
Thank you. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, or what?
Generally speaking, I think of myself as an anarcho-communist, but I don't think that's on your list of options, is it?
If we do have Democrat or Republican, if you do not identify with any of those, well, I can make some notes about that.
Go ahead and put down anarcho-communist.
Thank you.
Whoever's reading these will know what that means.
Thank you. Do you think of yourself as a closer to a Republican or a Democratic Party?
I guess if it was one or the other, it was probably Democrat.
Thank you. Thinking in political terms, would you say that you are liberal, moderate, or conservative?
Radically moderate.
Thank you. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
College bachelor's.
Thank you. What is your religion, if any?
Church of Satan.
Thank you. You said Jewish?
No, I said Church of Satan.
Thank you.
Hail Satan.
All right.
Any more questions? Yes, finally,
strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have your first name?
Styx. S-T-Y-X-X.
You said S-T-Y-X-X?
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you for your time. Are you interested in participating in a follow-up research study? Participants in this research study are compensated for their time and sharing their opinions in a more in-depth and open-ended way. Can we note that you are interested in a follow-up research study and that we may contact you in the future?
Oh, if it's more open-ended, I would love that.
Okay, in that case, will that be a yes?
Yes.
Alrighty. Well, thank you so much for helping me out, and I really hope you have a good night.
I hope you have calls as or better than mine.
No worries. You help me a lot, and I really appreciate that.
No problem. You have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.